Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life.
Good morning. Welcome to day 291 of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Over the past few years, I have been actively trying to use self-deprecating humor a lot less. It's one of those things I learned as a way to cope and be funny and also still kind of poke at myself without hurting anybody else's feelings. But with time, it starts to wear you down and you genuinely start to believe those things that you joke about. And so many of us use it. I hear it all the time. I'm such a mess. I'm such a fuck up. Oh, I'm so stupid. Don't mind me. And they do it in a place of humor to where you can't really argue because you would seem like you don't have a good sense of humor if you're arguing with them. But it's painful to watch your friends tell you about what fuck ups they are or how stupid they are or how ugly they are. Like, for me, it became almost reflexive. I would say the joke before anyone else would get a chance to, so I could stop any type of criticism before it would happen. But instead, what would happen is I would really believe that that criticism was true even before I said it out loud, because it was constantly thinking about the ways that other people could critique me instead of just being present in the moment. Undeniably, we all suffer from self-doubt a little bit, but we shouldn't put it ahead of us, even if we're joking. And as a way to combat it, obviously some things aren't as easy to just quit cold turkey. I have begun instead self-aggrandizing myself, and instead of making the joke at my expense, I will instead pretend like I am the queen of everything. And it gets the point across, it's still funny, it still breaks the ice, it still makes things joyful. But nobody gets hurt in the process, including myself. It's innocent because it's obviously silly stuff. Like, I'll be like, oh, I'm sorry I was late, but it takes a long time to look this good. Instead of my usual, I'm sorry I'm late, I'm such a fuck up, and I look like shit, ugh, what am I doing? That kind of thing doesn't really help anybody, and it just makes others feel like they need to almost step up for us to make us feel better in our fuck up. If we can just take accountability for the fuck up, and sometimes I understand the need for still making a joke behind it, I highly recommend using the self-aggrandizing method because it is very fun, it's very silly, it's obviously a bit, and it doesn't put the pressure on other people to feel uncomfortable or give them the accountability that we needed to take to reassure us and make us feel better. And the joy of the self-aggrandizing movement is it makes you feel good. When you start talking really positive about yourself, your brain can't help but to respond to that with confidence. Obviously, you don't want to come off as cocky or overconfident or rude, but there are ways to do it in a way that is both playful and enjoyable for you. And if that doesn't feel comfortable, then obviously don't do it. But if you are the type of person like me who always wants to break an awkward tension with bits, then this is a way to do so that doesn't necessarily hurt your ego or your subconscious or your confidence in the long run. And it also doesn't make other people feel obligated to make us feel better. Either way, try to notice when you use self-deprecation, whether it be as a defense or as a natural reflex to things, or just as a way to be funny. Because we have to recognize that it's not actually funny to make fun of ourselves. Instead, it usually just reads as compliment fishing or a way to get out of being held accountable. And truly, I don't think any of us really realize we're doing all those things in the moment. If you're anything like me, self-deprecation can become an actual reflex. But with some practice and some noting, we might start to realize that we were doing it in places we didn't necessarily mean to. It's a really common thing to do, so don't feel bad if you catch yourself doing it. We all kind of lean into it every once in a while, but the more you start to notice it, the less you will fall back on it as a crutch to make yourself more comfortable. And you can start making yourself more comfortable in other ways that help everyone feel more comfortable, including a future you. So next time you get the urge to call yourself out, do it in the opposite way and see how that makes you feel instead.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.